Something strange is afoot at the Starbucks. And we've got to get to the bottom of this because I think, Branda, that people that work in bars and restaurants deal with a lot of unique and crazy regulars.
Oh, no doubt.
I know that you and I have both worked in the service industry. If you have and you have a story about a regular that was demanding or strange, 314-969-1065. But this post that my friend posted on Facebook has me scratching my head. He goes to the same Starbucks in Kansas City every weekend. And every time he goes, he sees a family sitting there eating breakfast together and having coffee. Not that strange, right?
Oh, yeah. That's maybe their routine.
Until he looks closer and realizes that they're wearing pajamas and robes. They're eating casserole dishes full of quiche and biscuits that they have brought from home.
No.
Yes.
I don't think you can do that.
And they drink coffee and tea, not from Starbucks. He said they had a traditional looking Mr. Coffee pot. One lady was pouring and topping off other cups that they brought from home. Then
a man of
25 years or so walks in as I was in line wearing pajama bottoms, fuzzy slippers, and a robe and says loudly, "Man, what a night." And the lady with the Mr. Coffee says, "Oh, honey, did you have a rough night? Let me get you some coffee." He has seen these people every weekend that he's gone. They're not eating food from Starbucks. They're not drinking coffee from Starbucks. And they're hanging out in the Kansas City Starbucks like it's their living room. What is up with that?
You can't. I mean, can you do that?
He even in the comments says that one day he saw the Starbucks employee helping them serve the food out of the casserole dish onto the plates, like helping them portion it out. So apparently you can do that. And I've never heard of anything like this.
No, you'd think you'd get so many complaints from other customers. Like, we want the table. Get these people out of here.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why. Who are these people?
Oh,
maybe we're
going
to have to call this Starbucks and try and get to the bottom of it. But I know that the people that work at those that Starbucks knows those people as the crazy regulars. And I think that you have crazy regulars at your jobs, too.
Yeah, Tyson is on the phone. He said he used to have to deal with a very particular woman.
I would serve breakfast and lunch regularly, and there was this woman who would come in, and she immediately wanted to have mint tea with fresh mint leaves in it before we even said hi to her. She would want toast, and she would want one egg scrambled hard. And
what?
And she wanted fat fruit cream cheese, and she wanted two strawberry jams. And if the eggs weren't scrambled to the consistency that she wanted, she would throw the plate.
Oh my!
She would throw it.
Well, I want to try that.
That's not true.
No,
yeah. I want to go order. I want my eggs scrambled hard, and then immediately send them back. These are clearly softly scrambled eggs. They're disgusting.
So, did you guys like fight over who didn't get the table? Were you like not it when she would walk in?
I'm not
in?
Taking her again.
She was a nightmare, but because I knew exactly what she wanted, we barely ever spoke.
You're a true team player.
Also, she never tipped. She tipped.
What?
Oh my
nothing.
God.
Yeah.
So meanwhile,
right?
Some poor chef in the back has got carpal tunnel because he's having to hard scramble the eggs.